International film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
We were lost in the middle of the media's boom. We looked around, found a real show and some pull. Heard the snark in the place where I thought the spark. And I knew politics.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
Can I touch your bonus hole?
Wish the boys from Facebook, or, well, I'm assuming their gender there. Maybe I shouldn't do that. I wish the boys from Facebook would leave us the fuck alone.
Yeah, this is true.
Hello and welcome to Off the Hook Radio 2.0 for September 19th.
2023.
And Adam and the Metal Hawks. That's Adam, guy who sings our opening. Thank you. They have a new album out. That one. Ooh. Yeah, it's called Hurry Up and Wait.
I still haven't got my signed copy.
Go get it.
Well, they're your buzz. Yeah, he froze. Wow.
You got to pay for it. So it's not my internet. It's not my internet. It must be my own computer.
It's something with your computer. It's definitely something we can do.
That's all I need.
But let's see what happens the rest of the night. I mean, maybe it was that one freak little thing, and you know.
I've got a gig upload. And it's, you know, I'm on fiber. I shouldn't have any problems.
Oh. You're on fiber? Okay.
Yeah. I've got one gig up, one gig down. I mean, you know, before it was like 500 up or I mean 38 up and 500 down.
I got 100 up.
That's the best I could do. Yeah, my damn TV downstairs was running at like 140 or something. Mm. That's pretty awesome. Your TV's pulling 140, right, Slim? That's pretty good.
Yeah. My TV pulls same thing, yeah.
No, but anyway, besides that problem, which, you know, I really wanted to go out and buy a new computer.
You might have to.
But now, I did a little test thing, and a lot of you saw it on my page this afternoon. I went live.
Ooh.
Because my 85-day suspension for posting the picture of Hunter in his underwear, which has been on every news program in America for the last couple of years. It's on Gutfeld once a week, for Christ's sake. For posting that was sexual exploitation of an adult. I got 84 days. And they took all the suspension crap off of my page after like 40 days or something, 45 days. And I thought, oh, they let me out early, right? Ooh. Time off for good behavior. And then Slim and I last week, because we had a problem with our Off the Hook page with those bastards. Mm-hmm. Slim and I tested it to see if I could go live talking to him, and I couldn't. And then my little thing pops up. You can't go live until September 18th when your 84 days are up.
Oh, so today's September 19th. You can go live, right?
So I tested it today, and I went live. It took me 15 minutes to figure out how to do it, but I did it. I went live. I went test.
How hard is it? You hit the live fucking button, and you go live, and you fucking
point the camera. There's a bunch of other crap you had to pick.
No, there's not.
There was. Okay. There was lots of. There's too many choices. I had to try all the choices till I got the right one. But anyway.
All right.
So I go live. So we're doing pre-show, and it's about 9:15, and suddenly I freeze up, and I'm like, no, there's no way I could freeze up. And this big orange flash came in the background on my page, and look over and go, what the hell is that? Facebook just informed me I was suspended for another 90 days. For guess what?
Sexual exploitation of Hunter Biden.
The exact same goddamn picture. The one I just got off the suspension yesterday for. They gave me 90 more. I'm suspended now until December 18th.
Well, I told you I'm suspended till April.
For the same thing. That's double jeopardy. You can't. You bastards are liberal, but you wouldn't even do that to Trump.
Well, no, you posted it on your page. That's why. You did it on your profile and your page, so they fucked you twice. That's what happened. They fucked you twice.
And he didn't even
last time I was suspended my blog page, nobody saw my blog page for a year. It was supposed to be 60 days. Nobody saw it for over a year. I still don't have much activity on my ZipDip blog page anymore.
You have reduced distribution.
I'm telling you what, if that was a picture of one of them libs of TikTok teachers with the thing through their nose and the barbells through their eyebrows, you know, and big holes in their cheeks and those, you know, what are those gauges in their ears and a gay pride flag in the background, Facebook would have been, bravo, Zippy, you're showing that woman where she had her breast chopped off. That's not sexual exploitation. That's being woke. We love it.
But you show Hunter in his undies in your
But Hunter in his goddamn underwear.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, hey, it was Brent's birthday this weekend.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Can't say what day he didn't tell. I forgot what day it was, for Christ's sake. I knew it was soon.
I keep it.
I asked him today. I said, isn't today your birthday? He goes, it was. And then he told me the day. So I won't see it. See, I caught myself. I didn't say it. Yeah. Well, he's officially middle aged now.
It's not hard to find out my birthday. I have a famous birthday page.
No. God. Fuck. But the fact that he's middle-aged is not less than the jealousy Rick and I have over the age difference. However, I do want to offer this up as my birthday gift to my bestest buddy. Can you pop that up
for me? Yeah. Here it comes.
Mom, what's a conspiracy theorist? Somebody who figures out the truth before most people, dear. That's listen. That's my ode to you, Slimbo.
But listen. Thank you for the ode to me. But you are becoming more like
me. I'm the grasshopper.
I'm rubbing off on you, because what was the first thing you said to me last night when we were talking on text message about the F-35 that we're going to talk about later? Oh, China. You know, so you
must have hacked the bitch.
So you're into this conspiracy shit just like me. I rubbed off on you. I really have.
You are the master. I am but your humble grasshopper.
You can do wax on, wax off now.
We ain't whacking off on them. What do you think?
We're
not Jeffrey Toobin.
Whack.
This isn't a Zoom call for the New York Times.
Hey, watch with me. There's two meaning to wax with me.
Jeff Toobin is whack. Is much one more is
getting
funny.
Whacked. So,
all right. That's the whack. But that's why I have Slimbo. I always was the skeptic. I was Mr. Common Sense, you know. If it wasn't on the news, how could it be true, Slim?
You said
many times. But I think we've all learned, and not just me, never to trust the first thing you hear and to never immediately discount any of the wild stuff. So happy birthday to you, Slim. May you enjoy the second half as much as the first.
Thank you.
And before we move on, I'd like to remind Brent just where he really came from. This is Mr. Garrison explaining.
Here we go.
In the beginning, we were all fish, okay, swimming around in the water. And then one day, a couple of fish had a retard baby, and the retard baby was different, so it got to live. So retard fish goes on to make more retard babies, and then one day, a retard baby fish crawled out of the ocean with its mutant fish hands, and it had butt sex with a squirrel or something and made this, retard frog squirrel. And then that had a retard baby, which was a monkey fish frog, and then this monkey fish frog had butt sex with that monkey, and that monkey had a mutant retard baby that screwed another monkey, and that made you. So there you go. You're the retarded offspring of five monkeys having butt sex with a fish squirrel. Congratulations.
And you wonder why we get this on Facebook.
I don't care.
There goes our
Parker and Stone wrote that. I just think it's brilliant. It was freaking hysterical.
Boy.
But there you
that
go.
That was great.
You are the retarded offspring of a monkey fish squirrel having butt sex with five other things. So.
Boy. That was
good. Aren't you happy now?
I am happy now. As our Facebook accounts are blowing up right now, you are restricted. You are restricted. You are restricted.
Clears it right up, Slim. Clears it right up. Rick.
Yes.
Now, you were selling your sperm last weekend, and you couldn't make, or last Tuesday, you couldn't make the show.
I couldn't make the show.
Yes. But did you know about the monkey? Did you know about the monkey fish squirrel butt sex? No.
And I watch South Park, so I can't.
And he's a real Italian stallion, ladies. I'm telling you. So now, many of you may have heard about the Washington Post editorial writer David Ignatius. And if you haven't, I'm going to tell you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Joyce.
I haven't been able to sing since puberty, so I'll spare you.
Oh, yeah, please don't.
Yeah. Once the voice changed, it changed. Uh-huh. So anyway, David Ignatius, he's an editorial writer for the Washington Post. He's one of the deans of the Washington, D.C. swamp.
Hmm.
He wrote in our editorial last week that fuck Joe Biden shouldn't run. I mean, President Joe Biden shouldn't run. This guy's been the CIA and the FBI's mouthpiece for over 30 years. I mean, if the CIA or the FBI wants to distract you or push an angle favorable to them or just totally obliterate an issue, he's the guy they bring it to because he's got a lot of juice being the head of the editorial page at Washington Post. So what we've been able to figure out is through Mr. Ignatius telling fuck Joe Biden not to run and Kamala not to run with him, it seems the intelligence agencies don't want us to do an impeachment. Now, bear with me. This will make sense.
Okay, because you're losing me.
Apparently, the intelligence agencies have known about the Bidens for decades. That's the obvious inference from this. Seems they would rather go ahead with the Trump retribution tour on the Justice Department for 4 years than be saddled with another scandal that the CIA and FBI knew Joe Biden was taking money from foreign governments for how many years? Foreign governments since he was vice president. He's taken it from American businesses since he was elected.
Hmm.
When he was, that was 51 years ago.
He was
29. So yeah, the banks own him. That's why the banks are all formed in Delaware. They're all Delaware corporations.
Who doesn't own him?
Yeah, well now China owns him, Russia owns him, Ukraine owns him. What are Ukraine? Is Ukraine owned? Did you see him at the United Nations today?
Yeah.
I mean, he gave Zelensky a little oral right there in front of the whole world, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Good God. And then what did Zelensky do? He came back and said, hey, Joe, what you do, I can do better. Because he came out and said about how terrible global warming is. Like, he gives a shit. You don't have a country left. What do you care about?
They don't give a shit about global warming over there.
He just wants climate. To make the Germans and the American liberals all happy.
Ridiculous.
Because they're sending them money. So, am I out of sync?
No, not at all. Okay, not at all.
All right, just checking.
No, you're good.
So, the CIA has decided let's go ahead with the Trump retribution on Justice Department for 4 years tour. They want Biden to run. I mean, they let Biden run 4 years ago, and helping him win so blatantly with the 51 intelligence people, it's Hunter's laptop is Russian disinformation, and shut down everything on Twitter and the newspapers and shut it all down. Can't have it out there. People might vote against them. Yeah, it was all a scam. They don't want to talk about that anymore. They did it. They did it very blatantly. We've known about it, and we've known about his graft. His graft means taking the money, for those of you in Rio Linda, for a long time. And them doing that, knowing about this and doing nothing, basically just saying, Obama, your vice president, is really crooked. And Obama's going, yeah, I know. Let's back Hillary, even though I hate that bitch, too.
Hmm.
We'll back Hillary.
and we'll come out and do something to help Hillary. We'll say her email scandal isn't really criminal. How's that? That help? She's still lost. So, I mean, the CIA has been involved in fixing presidential elections for the last couple of cycles. There's no doubt about it.
He'll be involved in fixing the next one, too. Mm. Oh, did I say that? Because I've been saying it for what? Well, since the last election?
Yeah. I could have pulled up the clip, but I hate seeing this guy because I still have flashbacks of when I actually met him in person and had my little talk and stuck my finger.
Chuck Schumer?
My foot in the elevator door so it wouldn't close right away because I wanted to make the little bastard sweat some more because I did have him uncomfortable, which was like, yeah.
Was the grease dripping right out of his hair?
It was pretty slick up there. I could have changed the oil in my car with what was on his head. But Schumer did warn Trump in 2017, I think it was even before the inauguration. It was January of 2017. He warned Trump that if you screw with the intelligence agency, they'll get you. Schumer obviously knew. So there is, of course, another reason to lay out the evidence, but not proceed with impeachment. Because that's what's going to happen. They're not going to impeach Biden. But we're going to have the evidence. It's going to be laid out there. You're going to see, they're going to find the accounts. You know, what did Biden say to him yesterday? Good luck with that or something like that.
I don't know, but I think you're missing a big piece to something here. Oh. Biden can't pardon himself. Biden runs.
I'm about
I
don't to think, that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm not even reading ahead, but I don't think Biden runs.
Well, you're
I
thinking. Think
some, I think somebody else runs so that particular to win and they steal Rick. It just so they can pardon Biden.
Rick, do you see this?
What?
Slim.
He's thinking. I'm not a fucking idiot.
And he's always going, well, you guys are so much smarter than me. Fuck you.
You guys are smarter than me.
No, you're just humble. Or
you make donuts. And you make donuts.
I make donuts.
You make donuts and hang them on your, never mind.
Hey, that's
it. We've shown you a number of times why the impeachment isn't going to happen. But the audience isn't the same on every week's show, and this is rather important. So once again, I think we're forced to bring you this week in no impeachment.
All right, here we go.
So-called extreme leaders are suggesting it's a bad thing to care about and pay attention to inequities, to say DEI is a bad thing, when in fact, if we want fair outcomes, we must understand what are disparities, and then accommodate and adjust for those disparities if we want equal outcomes. So environmental justice raises those points, right? Equitable outcomes. Is everyone coming out the same way? Well, if you don't start on the same base, everybody can have an equal amount. You're still not going to end up on the same base, right? If we want equal outcomes, we need to take into account not everybody starts out on the same base, and we have to make adjustments.
Everybody doesn't start out on the same base, no. Mm-mm.
No.
But we don't want the same outcomes. Mm. See, this is America. You get what you earn on your own. Equity means we're all the same. We're equal. Gee, which political... Which political thing wants everybody to be exactly the same?
Socialism. Mm.
Almost.
Communism?
Well, but don't you think they're trying to take us more down the road of socialism than communism, though?
Well, they're only because they can't say the word communism.
Okay. But that's still more.
But yeah, progressive means socialist, communist. It's very close to the same thing. But they're so totalitarian in the way they treat us. They take us over the way Facebook treats us. That's totalitarian as hell. And that's what commies do. You know, but yeah, the vice president's obviously a communist. I mean, she won't say it. I'm a progressive. A progressive is just another word for flaming socialist wacko. Okay. And if you're a flaming socialist wacko who controls the military, you're a communist. Sorry. That's what you are. We've got a meme.
Meme.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if the bee could explain to the fly why pollen is better than shit, the fly wouldn't understand, which is the same thing explaining capitalism is better than socialism to a Biden supporter. They're not going to understand.
Because we want equity. Equity.
No, we want equality. Equality of opportunity. That's what Martin Luther King taught us. Martin Luther King would just roll over in his grave at the way these people are changing all this stuff around. The color of your skin doesn't matter. The content of your character matters. Didn't he say that? I'm pretty sure he did. She doesn't care about the content of your character because it doesn't matter where you start. If you start here and they start there, we'll take enough of theirs to get you even. Now, see, you only come up a little bit because they've got to pay for about six of you. But, you know, I mean, come on.
Well, so when do I start getting some of hers? Not her. Well, 30,
20,
hers.
20 years ago, pretty much everybody could get some of hers. She's a little past her prime now, Slim. Sorry.
Who took more balls to the chin in their professional career?
Well, and I'm sure many of you watch the show. You might have noticed I'm not the world's biggest Donald J. Trump fan. But he was screwed. And 4 years of peace, prosperity, and retribution, quite frankly, doesn't sound too damn bad to me at this point. But one of the dumbest moves by the left, and I mentioned this last week, but I want to go into it a little bit more since I have some more facts to back it up now. One of the dumbest moves they made, especially Fat Fanny down here in Georgia, she indicted a bunch of Trump's lawyers, including a man by the name of John Eastman. John Eastman is a renowned attorney. And like I said, he's one of the 18 that Fat Fanny charged in Georgia. Well, the California bar, conservative bunch they are, decided to hold a disbarment trial over his legal advice to Trump. So they're trying to disbar a lawyer for giving legal advice, which is what he's paid to do. Yeah.
It's his job. And
they didn't like the advice. Let's disbar him. He's evil. He was on Trump's side. Now, well, this is probably one of the dumbest things the left has done in a long time. And this stuff will come out eventually. But you, if you want to follow along, if you want to look up on X, John Eastman trial, or Google it or whatever, Google, you probably have to go to page 12 to find it. But John Eastman is on trial for his lawyer's license in California. The problem is that by questioning the way he gave Trump advice on what to do about Georgia and some of the other shenanigans that happened in the election, they've opened themselves up. He's allowed to rebut. And being a brilliant lawyer, he's doing a brilliant job of it. A lot of the election shenanigans that were dismissed by the media because the courts found nothing were actually cases that were dismissed on technicalities and included standing by the plaintiffs. The courts haven't seen much of anything in real evidence about shenanigans. Not like this. We've got a couple examples here. Here's one. This is from Rachel Alexander, who's follow her on Twitter. Or IT expert Garland Favrito, whose experience is in electronic voting machines, is currently discussing during the disbarment trial of Trump attorney John Eastman his report to the Georgia legislature of the 2020 election. He said he found that counties had destroyed 1.7 million ballot images in violation of law. In other words, they took a picture of your ballot, they supposedly counted your ballot, and then the pictures disappeared for the recount. And the surveillance video of drop boxes that contained 181,000 ballots, all in Atlanta, by the way, was deleted, also violating law. Okay? So you've got basically 2 million worth of questionable bullshit ballots in Atlanta, a state that Trump somehow went from way ahead to losing by 11,000 votes. Well done. Okay. Plus, then we found out that Maricopa County, Arizona, which we've talked about before, you know, that definitely was screwed up. Right, Governor Lake? Mm. Yeah. Maricopa County, Arizona, which includes, 25-30% of, it's more than that. It's like 35-40% of all the voters in Arizona. 25% of the 2 million mail-in ballots had no signatures.
Huh.
But they still counted them. They aren't valid ballots.
You know what?
But shut up, Brent. You lost. You're not allowed to say nothing.
They wouldn't have counted them if they were for Trump, though. They probably only counted the ones that were for Biden.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to bet? What do you want to bet? They didn't. They only counted. Bet
98% of them were for Biden.
Well, I'm sure they were, but.
Okay. Plus, I've got some more. Okay. Michigan. Just found this out 2 hours ago. The Michigan certification of the 2020 presidential election was only signed by two of the four electoral board members, which means it's not an official certification. Three of the four must sign it. In other words, Michigan never certified that Trump lost. Why do you think they never certified that Trump lost? Maybe because they know damn well he didn't.
So how is it idiot face is still in charge?
Well, you can't throw him out now. Even the Supreme Court wouldn't
do
that.
Yeah, it's too late.
This is all the crap that they were saying. There's all kinds of evidence of stuff going on out there. And the courts would say, well, you know, you got to have standing to bring these kind of things. Well, how can you bring the thing in Georgia when they deleted all the records?
You can't.
You can't prove it. They deleted everything.
Yeah.
How can you do in Michigan? Well, Michigan, two of them signed it, two of them didn't. Two of them that didn't sign it are going, well, if they ever catch us, our name isn't on there. You know. Plus, then I talked to you last week about the situation in Connecticut, where the one Democrat was accusing another Democrat of screwing him in the primary. Okay, I got an update on that. It was for Bridgeport, Connecticut mayor. The male candidate won pretty handily on election day. And then they started counting the mail-in ballots.
Guess what happened?
Just like Trump in Michigan, Arizona, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, his margin kept going. Okay. And he lost. But they made a mistake. His opponent didn't realize where the video cameras were. And there was actual video of his opponents putting an entire shitload as an official numeric quantity.
It is. We've looked it up. That was fuck ton. Remember fuck ton?
I'm trying to be polite.
Okay. Well,
a shitload is a fuck ton, but
Okay.
I'm sorry. I said. She put a fuck ton of fake ballots into the system as mail-in ballots, and that's where the margin went down. Okay, so she's caught. So what's the guy doing? He's saying, "Well, let's have another primary." Okay, my point is, all those ballots were illegal; they're all fake. But this is Democrat on Democrat violence, you know. If they will fuck each other that bad, what do you think they would have done to somebody that they called the orange-haired Hitler?
Hmm.
I mean, they thought, you know, they talked like Trump was, you know, anti-American, anti-democracy, anti-this, where he was probably the most transparent president in my lifetime. Hmm. You might not have liked the way he was transparent. You know, the man had something on his mind. He friggin' told us, didn't he?
Yeah, but here, let me throw something at you, because I brought this up at work today, and it has to do, you know, with Trump. Do you think say Trump gets back into office, or say DeSantis gets back into office, which is probably more likely the case? Okay, are we ever
gets convicted of a felony? It is, yes.
Yeah, but I mean, is there really ever a chance that we're going to go back from this $4 gas back to $1.69? No. I don't think so. Listen. We've got
29 because of inflation, but yeah,
I don't think you ever go under $3. They've got the consumer already paying. Here we're paying $3.99. I'm $3.99 a gallon. I don't see them ever, no matter what we have for a president or for government, they've got us there. They're not going to drop.
You're on my subject now because this is what I did for a living.
I know you did.
So, but right now, oil is about $96 a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At $96 a barrel, what we're paying at the pump is actually fairly low. And that's because there is an ample supply right now. Demand is down a little bit. Summer driving season's over. Winter heating season hasn't kicked in. Right now, we've got about as much supply as we're going to have for the next few months. Now, as soon as the cold weather kicks in, then they have to use more oil to process for heating oil for the Northeast. It's going to go up even more. But when oil was down at $20 a barrel, and it was at $20 a barrel, the Saudis were in deep shit. Russia was in deep shit. But who was happy? American consumers in Europe, because they were getting low priced stuff.
But that's what you're hoping for, though. But if oil does drop to $20 a barrel again,
it's not going to.
Okay, even if it drops to $50 a barrel, which
that's where I was going
to
go.
If it goes to $50 a barrel, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to pass that off to us as the consumer.
It depends on demand. And see, that's where if you have somebody like Trump who opens up the pipelines and the shale production and the fracking and ANWR, and the United States goes back to being the number one supplier of fossil fuels in the world, which we were until Biden took over, then our prices will come down considerably. I think we would see regular unleaded gasoline in the 250, 260 range. And everybody's going to be fine with that. California's going to be a dollar more because they're California and they've got too many stupid rules.
I don't know.
But it could happen.
I'm interested to see what happens. I just.
It's not going to happen if we keep electing idiots who think global warming or climate change. We have to get rid of fossil fuels. Hey, asshole, 90% of this country runs on fossil fuels.
Hmm.
See, what they're saying is let's turn off the economy. Well, the economy's screwing normal people bad enough right now. We don't need any more of this bullshit.
No.
Anyways. So anyway.
Oh, shit. I just lost my show notes. Here we go.
Yeah, the problem continues to be the media and the media, the investment the media has in the lies about the last election. We know it's bullshit. They know it's bullshit. But they can't bring themselves to admit anything. One of the smartest people on the planet explains why this is so. Thomas Sowell, is one of those evil white supremacists too. Mm. People will forgive you for being wrong, but they will never forgive you for being right, especially if events prove you right while proving them wrong, which is the entire election thing in one meme. Thank you, Thomas Sowell. So all the fake outrage about all this stuff is laughable, and you've got to laugh at these people. You know, Trump's going to get convicted of something. Well, you know, they probably will. The fix is so damn in. But we've got a montage of Democrats discussing things that are only criminal while Republican. You know, you remember the driving while black? Remember you say driving while black? Because white cops would pull black people over disproportionately. And crime statistics had reasons for that, but that's another story. But now, if you question an election, that's criminal while Republican. So these people that we're about to show, guess how many of them are Republicans?
All? Zero?
Nothing?
I was going to get that.
Nothing's happened to these folks. Watch this.
Here we go.
In 2016, I knew this Trump was coming.
Stole an election.
I was waiting, Peter, when you were going to ask me that question.
Well, great. Here we go. You tweeted Trump stole an election. You tweeted Brian Kemp stole an election. If denying election results is extreme now.
Yeah.
Why?
So let's be really clear. That comparison that you made is just ridiculous.
We recently also, I actually held a demonstration for my colleagues here at the Capitol, where we brought in folks who, before our eyes, hacked election machines. Those that are not, those that are being used in many states, but are not state of the art from our perspective.
We're very concerned because there's only three companies. You could easily hack into them. It makes it seem like all these states are doing different things, but in fact, three companies are controlling them.
43% of American voters use voting machines that researchers have found have serious security flaws, including back doors. These companies are accountable to no one. They won't answer basic questions about their cybersecurity practices, and the biggest companies won't answer any questions at all. Five states have no paper trail, and that means there is no way to prove the numbers.
But if you do have a paper trail and you're in Georgia and you just screwed Trump out of an election, you lose your paper trail. It just disappears.
Just gone.
It's gone. So there you go. You had cringe Jean-Pierre and the current vice president when she was a senator and two other senators, Amy Klobuchar and what's his dick from Oregon. I don't even want to say what's his dick when it comes to him. So, and that's enough of that crap. But they're not going to jail because they're not Republicans. The Republicans go to jail if they said the same thing. And so it's just. And now for something completely different. Well, it's not completely different if you're here last week. But this is my football highlight of the week. This is pretty good.
Intentional grounding. Offense number 7. It's a 10-yard penalty. I'm talking to America here. Excuse me. It's a 10-yard penalty and a loss of down. Second down.
That is the best line I've ever heard, Adam Fisher.
Number 7 was so punked on national TV.
Talking to him.
I was watching that game when he said it, and I was just like, it went viral within minutes.
It's so pretty funny.
Yeah. If they had, that punk show went off the air, but if they put it back on, that should be like the first segment. Mm-hmm. Number 7 was punked. Oh, man. Millions of people watched you get made an ass of. There you go. Hey, I got a zippy definition for you this week, Rick.
Oh, what is it?
This is for you, since we know why you weren't here last week.
It's only for him. I can leave.
It's sex drive.
Oh,
actually, you already know this, but I'm gonna explain this to Rick, and when I give you the definition, Slim, you'll understand why you know.
Okay.
Because y'all think you know what sex drive means, but you don't.
Here's
the definition. Sex drive.
You drive for sex.
Yeah.
No. It's a physical craving that begins in adolescence and ends at marriage.
Bingo.
I haven't gotten there. See, I'm still going to the marriage part. I didn't get there yet.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I was supposed to say bingo, but I hit the wrong button.
It was still rather spectacular. You got bingo?
No, I thought it was, but it's not. So
it's labeled bingo, but it is.
Yeah. Oh, we can do this. Hallelujah. There you go. That's about it. There you go. Hallelujah. Okay, all right. Continue.
Well, I'm glad you're on that track because I think it's time for a musical interlude.
Oh, is it? All right.
Yeah. Okay. Enter Sandog. Boy, was jamming, huh?
Sure was.
I like that. Up
his paws.
Yeah. So, hey, we all know the left wants us to say a woman's anything that says it's one, right? You know, men can get pregnant. Teen girls in locker rooms and bathrooms at school should just ignore the dick next to them. And if you say anything, you are the weirdo. Well, they decided to tuck it in women bathing suits. Were fine at Target. Yeah. Even for little boys. Remember the article when you go down the bottom? They had those onesie female bathing suits that had a little tag on them that says hides bulges. And it was for like two-year-old boys. My two-year-old boy is a transgender. Hmm. That's how sick these fucks are. You know, and even Bud Light decided to push beer time with queer time. And see, I can't write that out on my Facebook page, or I would have got the suspension earlier.
Yeah.
I just use the letter Q. I know what it means. And Sports Illustrated decided fat and fake women were perfect for the swimsuit edition. And of course, we're haters if we roll our eyes or we LOL at them to tell them to shove that product in their bonus hole.
Can I touch your bonus hole?
You can shove Bud Light up there, I'll tell you that. Ooh, you might like that, Joe. It'd be kind of kinky, wouldn't it? So now Dove, you know, the soap company?
Soap Dove.
Yeah. You know, they've got that dry aerosol deodorant that doesn't show up on your clothes. I actually had some of that.
I got some in my backpack right now.
Yeah, and I've got
to get rid of it.
I got Dove soap bar in my drawer there. I hadn't pitched yet either. I just saw it when I went in the bathroom before the show.
Well, it's going to probably end up in the garbage now, isn't it?
Hmm. Well, yeah. That's where my deodorant went in the garbage. It was already went out. But Dove has decided now to have I'm not stuttering, people. This is what it's called. A fat acceptance ambassador. Or FA.
Well, that'd be the FAA.
That's for short.
She's the FAA.
It's FA. Here she is.
Ah!
There she is. Yeah, I wanted you to have the full shot. We had the head shot, and I had to slim this on my phone, so I apologize for the computer lights in the background. But, yeah, that's her. That is Zina Bryant. Zina Bryant isn't just a chubby woman. Unilever, the parent company, decided that their first fat acceptance ambassador should also be our stupid criminal of the week.
Oh, boy. This ought to be good.
Yeah, Dove needs to rethink this new fat liberation spokesperson thing. Because they're getting Bud Lighted here in a hurry. No amount of woke Dove soap could wash away the sins of their new poster girl, a Black Lives Matter activist who admitted destroying a fellow student's life. A white student, by the way. Yeah. Carol Thorpe was none too pleased and shared a photo of three bars of Dove resting in a trash can. In its latest inclusivity gambit, Dove inked Bryant to push the so-called Fat Liberation Campaign. This Zina Bryant ruined a lady by the name of Morgan Bettinger's life. And she was still picked as their fat acceptance ambassador. This lifelong large lady and now former Dove customer, this is the one writing the article, tossed out three bars of Dove product and the last one she will ever buy. And she's written to Unilever. She's got a picture in the article here. Bryant, 22, claimed in July of 2020 that she overheard white student Morgan Bettinger threatening Black Lives Matter protesters in Charlottesville. It didn't happen, but she named her. And Charlottesville is the campus of what? Virginia Tech or University of Virginia. It's one of them. All right. So after Bettinger's life was obliterated, the fat fink admitted that maybe she misheard her. But Bettinger was bombarded with abuse and endured a campaign to have her booted from, University of Virginia. So the latest corporate misstep threatens to scupper Dove sales a la Bud Light, whose sales went free fall after the brand partnered with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney. The hashtag boycott Dove is catching fire. Bryant, 22, seems oblivious to the brouhaha and took to Instagram about her fat liberation campaign to end the stigma about being overweight. Here's how you end the stigma about being overweight, bitch. Go on a diet. Exercise. Okay? Look at this. Look at this sexy mother effer on your screens right now. Look at it.
Wait, hold on. Hold on.
Okay, this used to be 340 pounds. Okay? I weigh 220 and a half. Why? Man. Because I didn't want to look like her anymore. I did something about it. I've lost another 15 pounds since I quit smoking, for Christ's sake. Who quits smoking and loses weight?
There she is for you again.
You got to be disciplined. Yeah, I like women with tans, but I'm sorry. That's like about five of them together. Yeah, that ain't going to work for me. Sorry, honey. Oh, is that racist? No.
Yeah.
It was fattest. I'm fattest. I'm not racist at all, but I am fattest.
He is going to get some hate mail tonight. Yeah. I'm glad I'm steering clear from this.
I'll tell you what. If your thighs look like that, don't be sending me your damn pictures. I'll put them up on Facebook going, look at the fuck I got in them emails.
I hate to see what his inbox is going to look like at the end of this show.
I'm not going to do it. My people know me.
Never you know, say I'm a, never.
I'm a nice, honest guy. But she isn't just she's not just chubby. But I'll tell you what, what she isn't is what she keeps saying she is. Marginalized. You know who's marginalized? Miss Bettinger, who you lied about in a racist manner because you're a black racist. And she's white. So ruining her life is no big deal. Just like those kids going down the mall, kicking the living shit out of the white guy. Why? Because he's white. Just like those two kids in Las Vegas stole a car, drove up on the retired cop on his bicycle, ran him the fuck over and killed him. Why? Because he's white. It's fun. They don't think of you as human beings anymore. Okay? You need to learn how to act in civilized society. You run around at 400 and whatever pounds that woman is and bragging about it on Instagram and ruining some other girl's life for no reason other than it makes you feel good somewhere deep, deep, deep inside.
Very deep.
I probably should have used four deeps.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it's just wrong. So,
anyway.
Remember I said earlier about conspiracy theories?
Mm-hmm.
Brent taught me never to believe the first media take. Good advice. And you remember the Ignatius story I told you about Washington Post. He plants the CIA and FBI spin as gospel. You're going to see where I'm going with this story. You got a picture here.
I do.
U.S. military loses an F-35 on Saturday. It lost it. So what happens is it's up on a training flight, apparently with a female pilot, and was told to parallel park. And it just totally screwed everything all up. No, but it's up there flying around, and something happened, and the pilot ejected, and the plane flew another like 80 miles and then apparently crashed. But they didn't know where the hell it was because the transponder wasn't on. It's a stealth plane. You're not supposed to know where it is. Mm-hmm. It costs $80 million freaking dollars.
You don't think someone could have just put an air tag on the son of a bitch?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really.
I mean,
but my point is this. If this is just an accident, why did the military declare a 2-day stand down on all military planes in and out of the United States? Are our planes compromised?
Well, it's very possible. Now,
the Chinese balloon that flew over South Carolina drops something down on the ground that screws up our stealth jets when they fly over.
Well, here's the thing. This would be the conspiracy theory I would, be calling you up and saying, but you called me up and said this. So like I said, you're rubbing off. I'm rubbing off on you. But, you know, most likely this groundation, in my opinion, is there probably was some sort of mechanical situation that they were probably checking the other planes. But I like the conspiracy idea better, that the Chinese hacked us.
I think because it was a female pilot, they told her to parallel park and just went to hell. That's my best joke I could think of on that one. But they did find the plane yesterday. It was in South Carolina, about 80 miles away from where she bailed out. And I'm saying she because I have it on pretty good authority. It was a female pilot, although that hasn't been officially announced yet. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Hey, it happens like three times something. So far in my life.
Well, how many times did you get married?
It's two, and this could be the third one.
All right.
So, and they did find it yesterday, and I got to tell you, the public did help. I got a shot of this. See, South Carolina rushed out and put that picture on them, all the milk cartons, and they found it by Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like that, Slim. That's just people helping people, you know?
That's right.
Makes you feel good inside.
Yep.
I got a question of the week.
Uh-oh. What is it?
It's rhetorical.
Okay.
For those of you in Rio Lindo, look at the hell up. I'm not explaining rhetorical. But if 40,000 Russians crossing into Ukraine is an invasion, which we heard about 172 times just today, what do we call 6 million illegals crossing into the United States?
Voters.
You should give yourself the badum bump on that one.
I don't got a badum bump.
We need a badum bump.
I know. I'm looking. There's no badum dump dump over there. You can't upload one?
Well, I can on the other soundboard. This one just has all custom or has all automatic ones on there.
I'm going to have to put my soundboard up. I have to back up soundboard.
Okay. Anyway,
I want to bitch about COVID a little bit.
Okay.
COVID bullshit's.
COVID bullshit froze.
It sure did. he's really
cleaned
frozen.
Up finally.
Look at him.
It froze.
You froze.
I froze. That was me.
Yeah, that was you. Right? Yeah,
so
that was you.
It's my computer. God damn.
He's buying a new computer tomorrow. He froze again. So we won't talk about COVID. We'll just skip right over COVID and there he is. He's just shaking his head.
It's just killing me.
Well, then just don't talk about COVID. See, you're talking about COVID.
Well, I thought it was my internet and you know, it was all the guys watching Pornhub doing their little winky dinky.
Wait, and it could be that was Facebook screwing me up. Trying to hold you back.
It could be.
Well, the only time I froze on pre-show is when they gave me the notice that I was suspended again. And I thought, you know, that was it. So now it's like, oh my God. So apparently my computer warms up after like 2 hours and I'm screwed, huh? Mm-hmm. All right. So what I have to do? Well, you guys have to explain to me what I have to do later.
Okay.
But anyway, the COVID shit's finally getting worked out. The media pretends what they did was best for you. And then the governors in New York, New Jersey, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Washington, Oregon, California, they pretend what they did was constitutional. And that Trump made them do it, of course. You know, crap on that. I mean, wrongs are being righted, though. For example, this week we learned that the ivermectin scandal was simply over money.
Mm-hmm.
If there was an existing treatment, the emergency rush on the vax wasn't allowed to happen. So emergency authorization wouldn't have been granted. So they shut down ivermectin. They said it can't be used, it's dangerous, blah, blah, blah. So then pharma, Moderna and Pfizer and all them could make all their money and pay the Democrats campaign contributions. And then we find out now that ivermectin is just fine. The other good news that we have is that 10 teachers from New York who refused to take the jab were reinstated this week with full back pay.
Good for them.
That's good.
Over 2 years.
Good for them. They deserve it.
And the other big news is that since the Senate's going to continue to screw up our lives for the time being, but they're not going to screw up his.
Hold on, I do. Hold on. I was showing the your comment.
There he is. So you don't recognize him with a mustache, but that's what's his name? Fetterman from Pennsylvania.
Sure looks not quite like him.
He looks like Uncle Fester with a mustache.
Yeah, sure does.
Yeah. He got the mustache from that guy who pitched for the Braves tonight. Mm-hmm. He's got one of those 1970s porno mustaches.
The Raleigh fingers mustache.
No, he doesn't have the curl.
Not quite that long.
He just has the 1970s porno star mustache. So will Joe run? I think he has to at this point. He's got to stay president to stay free. And he can't pardon Hunter just yet. It's too early. So if he hasn't bagged it by Christmas, I think he is going to run. And besides who they have to replace him with, you know, we know it's not the commie Veep and Newsom. Well, we've got this. California Explained. See, the green area of people, that's the upscale beach community with insane rents. The red area is the meth area. And the yellow area is places that you travel through to go to a national park or to Vegas, and it's also meth. So, just, you know, I just want you to know. Opposition ads can be basically any scene from any major city in California, so he has no chance. It's too easy. So I think Joe's going to run. So all you're going to hear is climate change and racism. That's all they got, two phony areas. Is there climate change? Yes, of course there is. There always is. It's Earth. The arrogance of the left that says man's responsible is absurd. And racism, is there racism? Yeah, there's still racism. Not very much. I mean, more of it coming from the left than from the other side anymore. I mean, there's so little, in fact, that the left has to invent racist stuff like Charlottesville and Juicy Smollier with his Subway sandwich and MAGA country. Bubba Wallace and his NASCAR noose, which was a handle to pull down a garage door. But
that was just ridiculous.
Let's turn that into something racist. And then we had Zahna Bryant from Black Lives Matter and Dove that we discussed earlier. So in order to confront the charges and the calls for reparations that are about to resume, let's get some education on this subject from a gay British guy. Because who knows more about American slave history than a gay British guy, right? Well, actually, he does. Here's Douglas Murray.
It's a kind of grievance competition. Your guest earlier just tried to engage in it. I don't know what hurt she believes she's had from slavery. All of this was addressed two centuries ago. Everything has consequences. All history has consequences and ramifications. But, you know, if we were to play this fairly, we would at least look at all of the countries around the world that engaged in the slave trade who are simply not interested in any form of reparations. The Ottoman Empire, all the Arab countries who not just traded far more slaves than across the Atlantic, but castrated all the men so that there wouldn't be any more African slaves after them. They worked them to the bone. I see no interest across Africa in paying reparations for selling their brother and sister Africans into slavery or for working them to the bone to the present day. There is slavery across Africa today. In fact, there are more slaves in the world today than there were at the height of the transatlantic slave trade. So some of us are simply a bit bored of hearing people ripping at closed wounds and then crying about their hurt or their presumed hurt. Because everybody could do this. A million Europeans were stolen by North Africans over the course of...
So there you go. Education. From a gay British guy. I love it. It was some heavy stuff. And I don't care what time it is. I've got a second musical interlude, and I love this one, so we're going to do it.
We
got
to do this one, of course.
Here this is go. Great. Star Wars. Here we go. See, if that was a real Darth Vader, he could have made everybody moonwalk just by going.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, I feel better now. And I think I'll feel even better after this clip that I threw in just for you, Slim.
Ooh, you got one for me?
You haven't seen this yet, but right, you know what button it is on.
All right, here we go.
These are the negative effects of smoking marijuana. One, you have less marijuana. Two, I forgot.
Bingo.
You're welcome, buddy.
That is the truth.
What do you got for memes of the week?
Oh, memes for the week. We'll go with you first.
Oh. Oh. Yeah, see, I can't do the thespian voice like Rick did.
Thespian voice.
Imagine, if you will, an atheist stuck at a green light behind a car with a honk if you love Jesus bumper sticker. What a dilemma. What the hell are they going to do?
Oh, that's good.
He's just going to have to sit there.
Yeah. Hey, the reason you don't believe that you've been lied to and brainwashed is because you've been lied to and brainwashed.
The fucking truth.
Oh, yeah.
You got it. All right, I got two this week.
Two?
First one.
Oh, I like this.
This guy from Greg on Twitter. So you're telling me we accidentally lose a $70 million fighter jet, but if I send my friend $11 on Venmo, I have 87,000 IRS agents watching me.
Mm.
And it's the truth. And here's my second one.
Oh, got Fetterman's dance partner. Hey, you can't see the oil slick on his head that way.
No, you sure can't.
But now I'm going to have nightmares about this. Thanks.
Sorry. Sorry. I can send it to you. Send it to you.
No.
You know, I make it your background.
No, I'm in enough. I got enough trouble.
All right.
I get off a 90-day suspension and for one day, and then I get a 90-day suspension for the same damn picture. It's like,
that's crazy.
The communists are already in charge. I mean, I don't even know what we're going to do. Yeah, the problem I got is these assholes don't realize we have all the guns and ammunition.
They don't realize that. You are correct.
Anyway. So, hey, we were pretty close to on time. That wasn't.
Yeah, we were. No, right. I just got a little nervous there because we had lots. Well,
Rick's the one who's nervous. He made like 10, 11 grand last Tuesday.
Well, he's got to go to bed.
He didn't make nothing today.
He's got to rejuvenate.
Got to rejuvenate him.
And he's your age. It takes a week, don't it?
No. Keep it up, you.
Hey, the guy down there in the corner with the hat on, he's middle-aged now.
I am. Uh-oh. 45.
He's 45. That's the official middle age.
Yeah, 45.
Fuck. Yeah. Some people say it's 40, but I the lifespan is longer when you're tall and skinny. So he didn't hit middle age till in the last week somewhere.
Yeah, I gave up on my green.
He wants to keep his birthday secret. Anyway, we're going to leave you with the sweetest thing I saw this week, and Rick has actually seen this week too, and he agreed.
Oh, yeah, it's
this. This is pretty good, right?
It is.
This is from Europe. I think it's from Germany, but you people who can read the signs in the background can tell me if that's Austrian or German. I'm not sure. But anyway, this is called Mirror Dog, and thanks for watching. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in, follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give